Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Pilot Rock. Long, long ago, a massive chunk of pink quartzite was left behind in the immense wash of a turbulent inland sea. It's impossible to imagine a rock 20 feet high, 40 feet wide, 60 feet long, getting carted anywhere, but that's what happened. An ocean swept that massive thing south and east from its moorings on the outcrop of Gitche Manitou or Pipestone. In its maw, the glacier picked it up and then silently left it behind. Once upon a time, Pilot Rock was orphaned on the northwest Iowa plains. Geologists call it a glacial erratic, which is to say an oddity, which it was and still is. There that massive rock sits up on a hill all by its lonesome. You'd think it hard to miss something that big on open land, but it isn't. Because Pilot Rock is on private property, you can see it only from afar. It overlooks the Little Sioux a couple miles south of Cherokee. The county is kind enough to keep up a little park just off Highway 59, a picnic table if you pack a sandwich. Pull over, get out of the car, look east to where that huge glacial erratic sits, one skinny, sympathetic sidekick tree beside it. It's just sort of sad. But as always, there's a story. For centuries, Pilot Rock was a pilot to countless generations of our Aboriginals. The only available highways were rivers. You had to learn to read them to know your way around. But here and there, goofy oddities like forlorn glacial erratics helped. Long before there was a town named Cherokee, there was Pilot Rock, so you knew where you were. Breathe easy, sleep well. Sweet story. There's more. Some Cherokeans will be happy to point you at a book by America's first popular novelist, James Fenimore Cooper, Last of Mohicans fame. It's a stretch, but give those Cherokeans an ear, because they claim Pilot Rock plays a role in Cooper's novel, The Plains. Some locals will be more than happy to give you chapter and verse. Hearken thus to the voice of James Fenimore Cooper. Amid the monotonous rolling of the prairie, a single naked and ragged rock arose on the margin of a little watercourse, which found its way, after winding a vast distance through the plains, into one of the numerous tributaries of the Father of Rivers. That single and naked rock appears in Chapter 8. Look it up. Pilot Rock becomes a rest stop for the ragamuffin Ishmael Bush and his covered wagon gang of pioneers looking for life on the frontier. Sometime during the Civil War, white folks started drifting into the valley of the Little Sioux and started chipping away at Pilot Rock, looking for stone for building foundations. A James Fenimore Cooper fanatic, a man named Riggs from way out in New Jersey, determined the rock James Fenimore Cooper made famous in the prairie should not and would not suffer sacrilege. Thus, he bought a goodly chunk of land around it to protect the rock from infidels. Mr. Riggs is long gone, but Pilot Rock is still on private property. If you stop by to see it, promise me you won't walk up the hill without permission. But down beneath, you can't help feeling sorry for that old chunk of quartzite with such an illustrious past, a beacon for souls who've lost their way, a rock of ages given celebrity status in a Cooper novel where the Deerslayer, that noble native hero, is delivered at last to the happy hunting ground. Here's an idea. Grab a quarter pounder from McDonald's just down the road, maybe fries. Then drop by that little park, spread out a napkin, and get that novel up on your phone. It's public domain. Scroll to Chapter 8 and have lunch just down the hill from a massive glacial erratic once a lighthouse above an ocean of grass. Go ahead and have lunch with a pink quartzite orphan celebrity. Once upon a time, a star.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side, which flowed, be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from
power. Why, like drawn, this bliss.